News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
As I say, the by-elections coming up, Galway West and Dublin Central. People were quick with the ladders and the posters, particularly, at least that was what it was in Dublin Central from my own experience. I haven't been in Galway West in the last week, so I wouldn't know. But you can tell us if there's been a similar alacrity there. Paul Hosford is with us. He's political correspondent, acting political correspondent with the Irish Examiner. Paul, candidates have until, what is it, 1st of May to register their interest? That's tomorrow?
Today. Midday.
And then when is the actual polling day?
So the writs for polling day were moved last week. We're going to see two by-elections held on the 22nd of May, 3 weeks from today. So really not a massive amount of time. So that would explain why people were so quick with the posters. It always seems to be the most well-organized teams who hit the roads immediately after the writs are moved. The writs were moved in the Dáil 8 days ago, and people were posting images on social media immediately showing teams up ladders, taking out the best lampposts in their constituencies, which they would have had picked out for weeks and months. So it's a starting gun that was fired, but everybody knew it was coming. So everyone was in a position to go, really. No major surprise. The government had kind of dragged this out to almost the last day that it can. So, these by-elections have to be held within 6 months of the vacation of the seat. Catherine Connolly elected to Arsenault drawn back in October. Pascal Donoghue's shock departure from Irish politics in November. Two by-elections that, after the last couple of weeks, particularly with the fuel protests, the government could probably do without.
In terms of the issues then that are likely to be on the doorsteps, the fact that it's a by-election means that you tend to get slightly different patterns, both of voting and also patterns on the doorsteps, than you would in a general. What's the expectation?
Yeah, look, I think one of the things that you look at with constituencies like this, if you go into Dublin Central, you're talking North Inner City, you're talking East Wall, you're talking Carbra, Phibsborough, Drumcondra, East Wall, Glasnevin, parts of the Navan Road. They're very, very different areas, both in terms of makeup, in terms of transients, in terms of the issues that will decide it. There's no one issue that will kind of crystallise this by-election. It will be a lot of little local issues that pop up. You could be seeing things in Dublin Central, like playing pitches for the North Inner City become a big part of someone like Daniel Ennis or even Jared Hutch or Malachy Steenson, politicians who represent that end of the constituency, whereas housing and the cost of living will probably be more acute in those kind of more renter-friendly areas of that constituency. And it's the same thing in Galway West. You're talking Galway City out as far as Oranmore, Clifton, Connemara. Huge kind of disparity between urban and rural. The issues there not as, as uniform, but probably, what we're looking at is housing and the cost of living being the major themes across both of it. Because what we often say in political coverage is that by-elections become a referendum on the government. And this will mean that the government candidate in both constituencies will have to run on the government's record. And they will be out arguing, an increase, as we saw, an increase in housing completions in the first quarter. They'll be out arguing the government's €750 million support package. But on the opposite side, you will have every single opposition candidate, particularly those from the parties who are already established in Dáil Éireann, and your Sinn Féin, Labour, AIM2, Social Democrats, the Greens, will be attacking the government on their record and saying that the €750 million didn't go far enough, wasn't well targeted enough, and pointing at the problems within housing particularly. I mean, if you look at Galway West, housing is a major issue, particularly across that balance of short-term let and I suppose available rental stock and available homes for purchase. So it's going to be a sprint. They always are, these by-elections, but I think they're going to hold the national attention in a way that by-elections haven't done in a long time.
Paul, thanks very much. Paul Hosford, acting political correspondent with the Irish Examiner. 53106, if you'd like to get in touch, that'll cost you 30 cents, 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.